be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you,
Lord. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had likewise been invited to the celebration. At a certain point, the wine ran out, and Jesus' mother told him, "They have no more wine." Jesus replied, "Woman, how does this concern of yours involve me? My hour has not yet come." His mother instructed those waiting on table, "Do whatever he tells you." As prescribed for the Jewish ceremonial weddings, there were at hand 6 stone water jars, each one holding 15 to 25 gallons. "Fill those jars with water," Jesus ordered, at which they filled them to the brim. "Now," he said, "draw some out and take it to the waiter in charge." They did as he instructed them. The waiter in charge tasted the water made wine without knowing where it had come from. Only the waiters knew, since they had drawn the water. Then the waiter in charge called the groom over and remarked to him, "People usually serve the choice wine first. Then, when the guests have been drinking a while, a lesser vintage. What you have done is keep the choice wine until now." Jesus performed this first of his signs at Cana in Galilee. Thus did he reveal his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum along with his mother and brothers and his disciples, but they stayed there only a few days. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, from where I stand and I look down to the congregation this morning, it reminds me of the scene of the eschatology. When all the people from all directions will come together in front of the Lord. So from the east, from the west, there are some from the west, from the Luke's anyway. So Sister June, you're from the west. And I just have a very, very short homily to share with you this morning. I would not even call a homily, it's my own reflection from the reading that I just read to you, for you. Maybe I use my own story first, and then I will try to make the application. And if I'm not talking in the tone or in the atmosphere that you are in now, so I have to apologize. But I think that the Holy Spirit will somehow direct us. So 28 years ago, when I was younger, I'm 74 now, by the way. So 28 years ago, I served as rector and pastor of Holy Redeemer in Bangkok. I think that some of you are familiar with that, especially the one from Thailand. And you never know what's going to happen in that parish. It's a very, very busy parish, even now. So the people would knock at your door for almost anything at all, including taking their wives to the hospital to deliver. Something like that, you know. So one night, it was about midnight exactly, there was a phone call requesting a priest to go to a house It was a phone call from a troubled lady. So I woke up to receive the phone. Usually, you know, by midnight I was dead to the world. And when I pick up the phone, and then from the voice of this lady, I sensed that she was troubled. So she said that, please come to our house, my house. You know, being a very, very structured man, you know, I live in a real structure, because when I was young, somehow, because of my training, you know, you keep the rules and the rules will keep you, that sort of thing. So I did not go. I did not go. I didn't go to her house because I wasn't prepared to be seen going to a lady's house at midnight. And I was not ready to accept all the consequences. You know, suppose you see a priest going to a lady's house at midnight, you know, the talks would go on and on and on, you know, and all that thing. And I wasn't ready for that sort of thing. So I did not go. And the sad thing was that not long after that, I heard that that lady ended her life tragically. She ended her life tragically. It hits me. Had I gone to her house, she might still be around now. Anyway, I keep this experience alive even today, as a point of reference for my spiritual life, for my religious life. And I keep this experience as a point of reference and also as a reminder what I should not do. I should have gone to her house, what I should have not done, you know, not going. Okay, that's the experience. You know, that incident haunts me even today. Of course, I don't go knock at the door, the priest's door, and then please hear my confession and so on. I don't go that far. That's my experience, but today we read about the mother of Jesus. Mary, the mother of Jesus, that's her name in St. John's Gospel. Okay, now, Mary, the mother of Jesus, did not take her vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience canonically, because there was no canon law at the time. But the mother of Jesus is a disciple, pure and simple. She is discipled through and through, from head to foot. And the story of the wedding at Cana in Galilee, you see that Mary was a woman of insight and also foresight and sensitivity to the needs of others. Very, very sensitive to the needs of others. You remember that when she noticed that no more wine, She turned to her son and said, "Son, they have no more wine." And you know, if you know anything about the Jewish celebration, you know, celebration without wine will be no celebration at all. It's a very, very important commodity for the celebration. And of course, when she said that they have no more wine, you know what her son said? "Don't tell me what to do, woman. Don't tell me what to do, woman." No, that's a terrible way for a son to say to his mother. But that's exactly what he said. And, of course, she did not give up. She trusted, and she turned to the waiters and said that, "Do what my son tells you." And of course, you know what they did? The son said that, "Okay, now fill all the jars and draw some water and take that water to the steward of the feast." Okay, now, I think there's the difference there between me and also Mary. And you know, in the story that Jesus changed his mind because Mary requested. And sometimes Jesus changed his mind too, you know, the Syrophoenicians. He changed his mind in this incident. He changed his mind also. So now, okay, my reflection, short reflection. The gospel this morning, at least what I have been sharing with you this morning, I think that is an invitation or even a challenge to us to transcend or go beyond our traditional frontiers of selfishness, our own security, and our own comfort zone. You know, I did not go to that lady's house because I stayed so much in the structure. I did not dare to go beyond the frontiers. And I think that now we all make our profession, religious profession. Our religious profession should make us to be sensitive to others, not the other way around.